Welcome to Quick Tips for Dads. My name is Randy Everett. I am your host. I started this podcast because as a new dad, I wanted to be a better dad, and this is content I was looking for. So as I learn how to become a better dad, I want to share the lessons and the things that I learn with you so that hopefully what I learn can bless your life as well. Please enjoy this episode of Quick Tips for Dads. What is up, guys? Randy here with Quick Tips for Dads. I am so excited to be back with you, be back in the saddle, trying to do more consistent content. I'm really excited to bring you this, what I hope will be a 9-part series from an article that I read that I want to just give you pieces of so that we can talk about it. And, you know, heck, maybe if you think it's valuable, you can share on the Facebook page that we've created some different things that you find valuable or that you find insightful from what I'll be sharing. So installment one of this 9-part series is from an article by the website The Daily Dad, or dailydad.com, excuse me, by a guy named Ryan Holiday. If you've listened to me at all, you know I really like his work. I think he is a very talented writer, and I love that he is trying to help dads be better dads. He hosts a podcast called Daily Dad, and I listen to it frequently and find inspiration there. But he wrote an article, or somebody there on his team, I don't know if it was him necessarily, was Ryan, but he wrote an article entitled 9 Ways to Be a Better Father Right Now. And when I saw this, I was like, well, I should look at this because I want to be a better dad. I know there are times that I'm really good and there are times that I'm probably a lot less good than I ought to be. But I feel like anything that I can do to be a better dad is a step in the right direction. And I hope that I can share any thoughts or inspiration with you guys that can help you be better dads as well. He says in this article, which I will link in the show notes below, being a father is full of responsibilities, most of which can't be passed on to someone else. Most men want to be the best father they can, but never had anyone directly explain to them how to do that. What we learned about fatherhood mostly came from watching our own parents. Unfortunately, many of us never stopped to think about what we learned. We move through life taking care of business with little time left over for reflection. But in reading this article, you'll see a few different ways you can improve as a father. The number one thing he says, the very first piece of advice or action that can be taken, first way to become a better father, he says, put away your phone when you're with your kids. I'll say that again for the people in the back. Put away your phone when you're with your kids. This one hit me hard because lately especially, I have really struggled with this. There's been a lot of stress in my life. There's been a lot of tension with school and starting an externship and trying to balance being a good husband and a good father and give my wife and my baby, toddler, the time that they need and the time that they deserve from me. And sometimes, personally, I don't know if anyone else does this, I'm fairly certain other people do. One thing that I do when I get really stressed is I tend to look for an escape. I look for anything to distract me or to take my mind away from the stress that I'm feeling currently. And for me, YouTube Shorts is the most mind-numbing, addictive thing. And I think some of them are very uplifting and some of them are great. I think YouTube Shorts is a good platform. But I get sucked in and I go numb so fast when I jump into YouTube Shorts and I'll just scroll through there for more time than I care to admit. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that does that. But I have found myself recently really struggling to put away my phone with my kid. Like I said, I'm trying to numb feelings of stress in myself. And I always feel so bad whenever he looks up and everyone in the room is on their phone. We've been at grandparents' houses, at friends' houses, at church even, where our little toddler, this sweet little boy, is down on the ground playing with a truck or playing with, you know, whatever he's playing with. And he'll look up and just not see any eye contact. And it a couple times has really made me feel bad. And I think that's a healthy, if you can have a healthy guilt, a healthy thinking where I can improve. It's not something where I think, oh, I'm a horrible person and I will never be better. But I realize I can improve. I can be better at being present with my baby and with my toddler. It's going to take a minute to get used to the toddler distinction. He's almost two. But I really want to be present with them. Ryan Holiday in his article continues, he says, be present when you're with them and put away anything that has to do with work or play, like your cell phone. It's very easy to get sucked into social media or emails, but our kids need our attention more than any of that. You'll be amazed at how incredible it is to simply be present with your children and marvel at the fact that they exist. Take a moment to watch them and hold on to the memory because they really do grow up fast. Don't look back on your time raising your kids and wish you had spent more time with them or be filled with regrets over not making the best possible use of that time. You know, I really believe that we live in a world of second chances, and I believe we live in a world where if you mess up, you can fix it. Very few things are permanently messed up because we looked at our phone. And I think this is one of those times where if we're not careful, we could permanently mess it up. But it's an easy fix. It's an easy way to restore that relationship with your child. For me, I have to have my phone completely out of the room. Has to be in the other room. I can't have it even in my pocket because the addictive nature of the apps of YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, you name it, I get pulled in and I, you know, for lack of a better term, relapse on scrolling through. It's the addictive nature of it. It's like a casino. It's like a slot machine that just something new, some new dopamine hit. And so maybe that can help you in your own life if you put the phone in a different room or turn it completely off and have fasting time from your phone. Most of us may or may not be able to turn it off for 24 hours because we have to get a hold of someone or have to work during work hours. And phones aren't inherently evil. They are tools and they are amoral, and we can do great good with them just as much as we can do a lot of bad. So I don't want to paint that picture that they're some inherently evil thing, but they are a distraction from what is most important, and that is our families and our children. So my vow, for lack of a better term, my promise, my invitation to you that I will extend to myself is to be better at being where your feet are. The CEO of the Philadelphia 76ers, Scott O'Neill, wrote a book called Be Where Your Feet Are. And the whole premise of this book is you'll want to run to be home with your kids and run to be at your job. You need to be present in the moment you are in. And you can't do that if you're staring at a phone looking for something off in the distance. So be where your feet are, do better and be better. And that's something that we can do. I'm working on it every day. And my wife, usually gently, sometimes less gently, reminds me to get off my phone and be with our child, because that is what's most important, our child and how we are interacting with him. I hope that these things that I've said today can give clarity or insight or anything that can help you be a better dad. So I will talk to you all next time. Peace. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Quick Tips for Dads. I hope that you got one thing from it that you can take and apply into your daily life. If you did, please like and subscribe and share. And go like us on Facebook, Quick Tips for Dads. There's a new page out. And then please look us up on Instagram as well, because that is how we will grow and how we can spread our influence to other people to hopefully help other dads be better dads. Again, thank you, and we'll talk to you all next time.